Devotional Podcast Ministry of Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk is designed to give you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Today we'll look at one verse, 2 Corinthians 11:3, which says this, "But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ." To put this single verse in context, let's note that what we find here is Paul expressing his deep concern that the Corinthian believers are about to fall into an old trap, one that's been luring people in since the Garden of Eden. It's a highly dangerous trap with the potential to complicate and confuse thinking so that Christ is no longer considered worthy of devotion. Let's take a closer look at this powerful verse and unpack what Paul has to say. First, it's notable that Paul began his appeal to the Corinthian believers using the Genesis account of Eve's encounter with the serpent. The lessons from Genesis are foundational to our faith, so it's significant that Paul would make this reference in his appeal to the Corinthian believers. It illustrates why we can in no way diminish what happened in the Garden of Eden, why we can't make this into a simple Bible story limited only to children. We simply must be confronted with what happened in the garden in order to get the full story of the Bible and its significance for us today. This communicated to Paul's original audience, and it still communicates today with the message that the Bible, in both the Old and New Testaments, is one unified, timeless message. Let's also note that Paul recognized that the great deceiver, the serpent, was not some fictional character, nor was he limited to the Old Testament, but he's real, and he has an agenda. Paul knew that the tools of deception Satan used in the garden with Eve were the same ones he would continue to use, not only with the Corinthians, but right up to today. The Genesis account even reveals the cunning devices Satan likes to use. It's as if Paul is saying to the Corinthians and to us, don't forget that old serpent and how he works. He began by planting doubts in Eve's mind by questioning what God had said and twisting his words ever so slightly. Did God really say you're not to eat of any tree in the garden? The planting of this initial thought was followed by a direct denial of God's instructions when he said, "You will not surely die." And then he completed his cunning attack with a lie of his own. God knows if you eat from that tree, you'll be like him. Isn't it interesting that that was the very thing that brought Satan's fall, his lust to be equal to God himself? So it's significant that Paul would use this particular example because Satan's tricks have not changed. He just keeps using the same old tactics, laying the same old traps, and we keep falling for the same old tricks. Believer, beware. Beware the tactics of the enemy, planting doubts and lies about God and his character. Paul knew what was at risk, so he made the warning clear. He was afraid that the thoughts of the Corinthian believers would be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. And the same is true for us today. We face the same cunning tricks of Satan to distract us from the simplicity of a life thoroughly committed to Christ. But knowing Satan's tactics is not enough. We must also be intentional in order to not fall for them, but to instead maintain a lifestyle of genuine devotion to Christ. This will undoubtedly require regular self-examination for anything in our lives seeking to replace that spot that should be reserved for Christ alone. It's what the Bible calls idols of the heart. We must identify them and get rid of them, or else we'll risk falling for their destructive influence. Author Rico Tice suggests that idols can be detected by honestly answering some very personal questions such as, what do you daydream about? What do you fear losing? What do you pray about? What do you think you must have before you can begin to obey God? An honest examination of the heart in response to these questions just might reveal your true priorities, what you can't imagine living without, what you want more than anything else, and what's keeping you from a life of obedience to Christ. Your answers just might reveal the things in your life that are robbing you of a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Remember, Paul knew what was at risk, so he made the warning clear. Let's heed the warning and check our hearts for anything that's leading us astray from singleness of devotion to Christ, from anything that's keeping us from finding our satisfaction in God, from anything that's trying to convince us that Jesus is not enough. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that you are all we need. Please open our eyes to reveal the traps that are set for us and the idols that need to be removed. Help us, Lord God, to not stray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Remember, come what may, Jesus is enough.